This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Masing.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, Darshan Johan and Lim Soo Ann. So as always, we've got two stories for you today. And as you just heard, our first one is on Budget 2021. So it was tabled in Parliament last Friday, of course. And this 322.5 billion ringgit allocated by the Perikatan National Government is the biggest ever budget in Malaysian history. But does it properly address issues of domestic violence? So we're going to be speaking to Nisha Sabanayagam from the All Women's Action Society to find out.
Yes, and for our second story, a recent clip of a news report mistakenly calling the new US Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, the daughter of an illegal immigrant, has been making the rounds on social media. That has sparked discussions about the weight that terms like pendatang asing tanpa izin and illegal immigrants carry with them, especially here in Malaysia. So we speak to Amnesty International Malaysia about whether terms like these could affect the migrant community.
And if you'd like to share any thoughts about either stories with us, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes, but onto our first story, and again on the budget. So this past Monday on the show, we discussed if Budget 2021 does enough to encourage women to enter or re-enter the workforce. So now let's take a look if the budget addresses another huge issue, and that is of domestic violence. So COVID-19 hasn't been easy on any of us, but it has been particularly tough on women. With governments across the world enacting lockdown measures to curb the spread of the COVID-19 virus, there have been many unintended consequences. And among them is the alarming increase in reports of domestic violence and intimate partner violence observed in countries worldwide. And that includes right here in Malaysia. So Tan Hyang Lee of the Women's Aid Organization previously said that not only are these survivors at greater risk because, you know, basically they're just stuck all day at home with their abuser, It's also more dangerous for them to seek help because the perpetrators may be monitoring their every move.
That's right. As early as March, we talked about how the ministry's Talian Kasih hotline had seen a 57% increase in calls. The Women's Aid Organization, WAO, has also reported a 44% increase in WAO hotline calls and WhatsApp inquiries from February to March 2020. And a couple of days ago, Selangor State Public Health Unity Women and Family Development Committee Chairperson, Dr. Siti Maria Mahmud, said that there have been a total of 254 reported cases of domestic violence in Selangor from January to September this year, and out of which 224 cases involved women survivors.
Yeah, and the truth is, you know, these worrying numbers may not be painting a complete picture, as the true figure is often more than what's reported. So what makes things worse is that Malaysia doesn't have an adequate support system to deal with the issue. Shelters, for example, are integral for survivors of domestic violence, as it prevents them from having to decide between remaining in an abusive relationship or serious financial uncertainty.
Yeah, and according to the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP, most progressive countries in Europe recommend a minimum of one quote-unquote family place in a women's shelter per 10,000 people. But here in Malaysia, we only have about one family place per 70,000 people. So what a family place is defined as is basically the space for one adult and the average number of children in a family. And, you know, adding to that, there's also the issue of social workers, or basically the lack thereof of them. So last December, it was reported that Malaysia had a ratio of one social worker for every 8,700 Malaysians. So this is close to three times less than the UK and Singapore, about eight times less than Australia, and 18 times less than the United States. And the reality is we've simply not been allocating enough resources to improve these areas.
Yeah, so this, of course, gives the opportunity to the government of the day to address this issue. Well, Budget 2021 was tabled in Parliament last Friday, but was there enough allocated to properly address this issue? Well, to help us answer that question is Nisha Sabanayagam, Program and Operations Manager at the All Women's Action Society, or AWAM. Hello, Nisha. Good to have you on the show. To start off, is AWAM satisfied with Budget 2021?
Hi, thanks for having AWAM again on BFM. To answer your question, no, I would say that we're not 100% satisfied. We welcome the budget, actually, but we welcome it with mixed feelings. When you look at it at first glance, there are some really good initiatives towards women. and also social issues related to women. There have been allocations for domestic violence, for childcare, for business loans, for microcredit. But I think extra effort could actually have been expended to better understand the enormity and the nuances of the social ills that affect women. And that this, like you exactly said in your introduction, have been exacerbated even further by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's quite interesting to note because everywhere in literature today, it shows that, you know, women are more severely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, even from a social and economic impact, and they're more severely affected than men. But this was really not even mentioned in the entire budget. Like, there wasn't even a line that said that. And I think that analyzing the budget through a gendered lens should have been done by the government in order to ensure that actually more money was allocated to women, or even having the current amount of money, specifically certain parts of the funds allocated to women.
And there are also studies that inform us that there is a lack of women's shelters in the country, social workers as well. First of all, what is the importance of having sufficient social workers and shelters? And secondly, is there anything in the proposed budget that addresses these issues?
It is very important for us to have more shelters and more social workers because, as you mentioned earlier, there is a rise in the cases of domestic violence, in divorce, in abuse, and also in mental health issues. And when you experience these sort of cases, or when you receive these sort of cases, when people come to you for help, it's not going to be a one-off case. It's not a situation where somebody comes to you and tells you, hi, I'm experiencing domestic violence. You sit down with them for hours, you know, you go talk to police, you make a few phone calls, and then the case is closed. These cases are complicated. They take some time to solve because they involve a lot of factors and they involve a lot of stakeholders coming together to ensure that a person isn't abused anymore or a person isn't suffering from mental health. So that's why you need shelters, because sometimes you cannot provide immediate help to a woman who is, like, say, running away from her husband who's abusing her. And maybe you can't go to the police, or the police are at that moment too overburdened with other cases, for example. You can't go to the welfare department because the welfare department is closed for the night. So, and the woman can't go back to her house, and she doesn't have any relatives or friends in the immediate vicinity who can help her. So you need to put her in a shelter. And we have many women who come to us who need shelter immediately. So, you know, there needs to be a ready infrastructure for them so that we can make sure that there is a solution to this problem to women who need shelters immediately. We need social workers to follow up with the women who are being abused. We need social workers to follow up with the children. We need social workers to go to court with the women. We need social workers to go and help women with the paperwork. We need social workers to sit down with the women and, you know, just talk them through the problems. And again, when you assign one social worker to a case, it doesn't mean that, you know, she's only going to spend 1 or 2 days on that case. She's probably going to spend a few months on that case. And this means that you need more human resources to actually handle the increasing number of cases that are coming in. So there has been an effort to address the issue in the budget. They've allocated $21 million towards the issue, where they plan to channel or allocate the money towards a big one support center, towards a big support center, which will be working with NGOs to try and actually address the issue. But there are no real clear guidelines as to how this money is going to be allocated towards handling the long-term issues. That's one. There is also, I believe, some allocation in the budget for social workers, but whether it's enough or not is something that we need to look into. The reason why we feel a little bit, why we received this budget with a little bit of mixed feelings is we felt that maybe there could have been a little bit more research done into, you know, how women are affected by domestic violence or gender-based violence, and what are the various issues that need to be covered in order to ensure that these problems are solved. You need to look at the issue very holistically. You can't just say, okay, we're going to have a shelter, but you also need to ensure that you have enough people to run the shelter and enough social workers to run the shelter. So I think the government has tried to sort of like touch on each of these issues, but we could have gone a little bit more deeper into ensuring that the allocation is going to be channeled more effectively towards the problem.
Now, the government has proposed 17 billion ringgit for the Home Ministry. So how do you hope that the Home Ministry spends this money?
Okay, so that's a really good question. It's really good that they have given some money to the Home Ministry. And we really hope that some of these funds can be channeled towards helping out the D11 section in within the police. So the D11 section is the section that deals with sexual assault cases, sexual violence cases, and usually that's where we send women who have severe cases of sexual assault and sexual violence. We work very closely with the D11, and they are very helpful as much as they can be, because they have very limited resources. And we know for a fact that, you know, there are not enough D11 police officers in police stations around Malaysia. So we would like to see some of the budget provided for the Home Ministry to actually be channeled towards at least allocating one or two D11 police officers in every station in Malaysia. I believe this will be really helpful, not just to the women who go to the police station for help for sexual violence or sexual assault cases or domestic violence cases. I also believe that this will be really helpful to the police themselves, because some of them actually do find it quite difficult to handle domestic violence and sexual assault cases.
Nanisha, some might argue that the government only has a specific amount to be allocated to various industries and departments. And so, you know, providing more funds to deal with, let's say, domestic violence may not be feasible. What are your thoughts on that? You know, do you think there are areas where the government could have allocated much less so that those extra funds could have been utilized for the aid and empowerment of women?
Okay. So all of us really must understand the context that we are all working in at the moment, right? That, you know, we do not have much money in the country. And the COVID-19 has made it really difficult for the country to also generate income. So many people are not able to get involved in economic activities as much as they could have as per before. Of course, you know, ideally, that's really what we would love to have. You know, and this is not something that I think just women NGOs are asking for. I think a lot of society also sees that there is a need for more money to be allocated for gender-based violence issues and issues that empower women. Because it is, you know, the studies have been done, and these are studies based on empirical evidence that when you empower women, you get them more involved into economic activities, you provide accessibility and you make it conducive for them to be involved in economic activities, the productivity of the country will go up. And it directly affects the GDP in a positive manner. But understanding the fact that we don't have enough money to go around, let's just look at what's been allocated at the moment. And let's just work with what we have in terms of what's been allocated at the moment. What I think the government could do at this stage, because they still have about 2 weeks to debate the budget, is to ensure that in every section where funds have been allocated, is to ensure that actually a certain amount of those funds are actually allocated to women, so that women have better access to those funds. For example, you're allocating funds for internet usage, right? So how you can look at this through a gendered lens is that you need to make sure that women also have equal access to these funds, that women also have equal access to getting money so that they can get internet access among the B40 community, because there was a special allocation for that. Make sure that you also allocate some money to ensure that women are aware about cyber gender-based violence, and to create more awareness programs about, you know, being safe on the internet, and to ensure that people who indulge in gender-based violence on the internet have action taken against them. So it's not a matter of adding on to the budget now or moving the budget around. You can also work with what you have and just ensure that there are very clear budget lines where the funds that have already been allocated to a certain area will actually have a clear allocation towards women.
All right. So before we let you go, do you have a final message for our listeners?
Yes. I think that, you know, listeners could definitely write to their MPs they could definitely ask their MPs to, you know, fight for, you know, more funds to go towards issues of domestic violence, or to view the funds that have already been allocated to certain areas with a gendered perspective, to make sure that some of those funds are specifically allocated to women. Another thing that I would like the MPs to definitely fight for is to see, is to try and ensure that some funds are allocated towards handling sexual harassment cases. The sexual harassment bill was supposed to have been passed in Parliament in November, this November. We do not know whether it's happening or not, but we sincerely hope that this issue is not going to be buried. There will be another Parliament sitting next year where they can still debate the sexual harassment bill. But now would be a good time for them to set the foundation via the budget. So please have some money allocated towards having an infrastructure ready so that we can handle sexual harassment cases. Within the sexual harassment bill, they wanted a tribunal to be set up so that people can have better, easier, less costly, more private access towards justice. And I think this would be a really good time for them to determine a certain amount of money to go towards ensuring that that happens next year.
All right. Thank you so much, Nisha. That was Nisha Sabanayagam, Program and Operations Manager at the All Women's Action Society, or AWAM.
Yeah, so mixed feelings there by AWAM, which pretty much I think reflects the sentiment by a lot of experts, activists and opposition MPs as well. So I do like what Nisha brought up about the need to look at the budget through a gender lens, because the purpose of looking at a budget through a gender prism or lens is that governments can promote equality through fiscal policies, right? We have to know that almost every single decision made when it comes to crafting a budget will have a trickle-down effect. It will impact men one way and women another way. So it's not just about giving, you know, a certain sum to the Ministry of Women and Family Development, for example, but looking at the details of the entire budget and ensuring that there is a balanced distribution of resources between men and women.
Yeah, and the key word there is balance, right? It's not equality, it's equity, right? We need to make sure that the ones who are impacted the most get the sort of better sort of allocation so that they can raise up and, you know, reach the others in society, right? That's the issue, exactly. Well, we are going to take a quick break, but if you have any thoughts, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. But stay tuned, we'll be back after this quick break. You're tuned to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.